Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Fourth quarter of the program begins right now. We finish strong here on a Friday, final hour of the week. Thanks for joining us here in the program. 913-810-810, the phone number. It's a Stump the Chump Friday, dinner for two at Jazz. It's a Louisiana kitchen is what it is. You can find them online at jazzkitchen.com. Don't forget, they cater great live music playing at all three locations. Of course, there's the legendary original location right down by the KU Med Center at 39th and State Line. There is the Legends location, a great pre and post headquarters for your sporting Kansas City entertainment. If you're going out to the match, make sure you get into Jazz beforehand. And then, of course, pre and post headquarters for the Kansas City Mavericks. That's at Silverstein Ice Center's Arena. They're just a stone's throw away from that. In Independence, the newest location for Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. We'll give you great Cajun food from Jazz. If you can stump the chumps, ask us a question of sports history. If we don't know the answer, we'll give you a question back. You get that question right, you win dinner for two at Jazz. It really is just that simple. We'll help you out, perhaps, even if we like you, you know, if Pete likes you, but he's kind of a crusty old fart, so who knows? No, you're a swell guy now?
You're damn right,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
And I'm on, is that a stoner's throw or a stone's throw?
Stones is what I was thinking.
Stones throw. But, okay.
I suppose you could, if you've got a decent arm and you're a stoner.
Yeah.
Over there.
I suppose maybe you could. Limit our responses to three. Ask that your question be relevant. Bottom line is we just want to have fun.
Yeah.
Just want to have a little fun and give you a chance to enjoy the great Cajun food at Jazz. So grab a line right now. Vic demands that we be as generous as possible, and I think we've given away a lot of Cajun food lately.
Yeah, he called me last night and said, damn, ease up, you guys. Ease up. I said, we might take that into consideration.
No chance. No chance. It is the program here on a Friday, coming to you straight out of the Rally House Studios. Petro, Siebold, Fast Talking Rob running the operation, and, of course, the old man of the sea, the historian, the author, Peter Yates Enoch joins us here on the program. Pete, how are you, buddy?
Doing fine, Saran. I hate to be a skunk or the skunk at the picnic, but I do have a comment about Aretha Franklin yesterday.
That was,
for you folks.
One of the great singers of all time.
I think she was. She certainly was. She goes in my, she's number three in my estimation as female singers.
Give me one and two.
Ella Fitzgerald and Nina Simone. And then Aretha Franklin. Curtis and I were talking about it.
I'll just look at Curtis. Is that sound like a good list?
Those, it's defendable.
Ella Fitzgerald obviously is another genre, yeah. But right. I mean, I think she's the greatest singer that ever lived, period. Man,
where's
or
Bette
woman.
Midler?
I like Bette Midler, and yeah, I'm not gay.
I think she's a good singer.
Yeah.
Where's.
Okay. It's.
Karen Carpenter on
that. Otis Redding wrote this song, and I think he does a better job on it than her. I'm sorry. But she was tremendous, and.
Is the day to talk about it. Right?
I got
the day
her
after
first.
She passed. Why not talk about
well,
it?
Well, I got.
Why not
you know,
drop
I,
on her?
I did. Got her first album when I was 18. She sang. You remember the song "Try a Little Tenderness"?
Otis Redding.
You'll cry. You'll cry when you hear her do that song.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, gospel music is her. My only problem I had with Aretha Franklin is the fact that I was talking about.
Again,
she, didn't,
is,
she covered songs. She is, covered all the songs. She didn't.
Well, Linda Ronstadt covered.
She covered them, too.
She,
and she has about the
cover,
top five voices
okay.
of all time.
Yeah.
Is today the day to list off your frustrations?
Here's my
with
frustrations
with
Aretha. With
who?
With
the woman.
With
oh, no. I thought she was
Dude,
tremendous,
she,
man.
She was great in Blues Brothers.
Luciano Pavarotti.
I loved her. No, that, yeah. Well, they said in Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd said he would not do the show unless she was in it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No.
That's
think.
Awesome.
Or, he was greedy, so he was going to do the show, but he made a statement like that.
Luciano Pavarotti had to cancel an event, and she got there and sang Nessun Dorma. She sang and
oh, she's
crushed
an opera
it.
Singer. No, she's one of the probably, what, three, four greatest talents that ever
yeah.
lived in music.
I would go ahead.
My favorite line was by another musician, Jason Isbell says, she's much more than a singer. But could you imagine walking around knowing you could open your mouth and make that sound anytime you wanted to?
It was
power in that. He said to be the very best on earth at something almost everyone does.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Pretty well amazing.
Said. I can't find if my worst complaint about her is she covered songs. She's pretty damn good.
I would like to point out that Pete came in and said, "I don't want to bring everyone down." Right? He started with that. Then he proceeded to nitpick a woman who just passed decision about what song she sings and call Dan Aykroyd a liar.
I was lucky enough. No,
strong.
Let the good
wrong
time
here.
Roll.
Get me.
C'est le bon temps roulé.
No, I.
Aretha Franklin.
I never said I thought she was tremendous.
Yeah, what's
I say she's one
meh.
Of the top five talents of all time in music, period, of any genre. So, I mean, maybe behind Beethoven. I don't know. But she. I don't know. She was tremendous. There is no doubt about it. Like I said, if that's my biggest beef, that she covered songs, she's pretty damn good.
I would
doubt about that.
We were all on board with that. You were the one who came in and started pointing out her faults.
And how about the weird?
She didn't have faults. I just said Otis Redding got screwed. I mean,
he
did. What are we gonna...
How about the trio of August 16th? The King, the Queen, and the Babe all passed away on August 16th.
Is that right?
Yep.
I always know when Elvis passed because Stephen St. John, along with Jake mm-hmm. is really the guy pressing the buttons, but always makes a point to make great note of the passing of Elvis. Yeah. I remember that like him as well.
Yep.
My mom crying with the news of Elvis Presley passing. So I always know when that, but I did not realize that the Babe was on that same day.
The sad part about it, you and I have talked about it, Strin, is Elvis Presley is a joke now to many young people. I'll tell you, in 1954, 55, up to 1960, he wasn't a joke.
No.
He was the greatest, one of the greatest players in music history, counting everything. That 6 years there with I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, Stuck on You, all those songs, they were tremendous. I mean, kids today just don't realize how good Elvis was.
Viva Las Vegas?
I like that. This movie stuck, but I liked him.
Yeah, okay. Good to know.
Juliette Prowse. I like some of the ladies in there, so it's...
All right.
But they weren't masterpieces. I was going to say it wasn't Citizen Kane, but I disagree with everybody on Citizen
sang
Kane,
too. Many,
too.
Elvis sang too many covers. Pete, August 17th, 1977.
Did he write all his
he
songs?
He did sing a lot of covers.
He didn't write many of his
no,
songs.
No, you're right. Otis Blackwell.
Otis Blackwell wrote, and
Big Mama Thornton and others wrote his songs. So, no, he covered, but he was good.
He sang the hell out of everyone that he ever sang.
I do just sit and marvel at you guys that you know who wrote the songs. I have no idea.
It's one of my favorite parts of music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's...
That's impressive.
Who
I just
wrote,
have never...
Lennon and McCartney, obviously, is always pretty much... But I mean, look back with Otis Blackwell and then Lieber and Stoller and those guys. I mean, they were tremendous writers.
Well, just like
Goffin and
King. You sit here and we always talk about, like, you know, people... I have no doubt that there are many people that are like, well, why do you bother to know that, right, about sports? Like, that kind of comes under that category for me with you guys in the music. I marvel. I'm impressed by it. I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm just saying, wow, I don't get it. I just never had the interest to really worry about who the hell wrote the song. Hey, I like that tune, or no, I don't. That was good enough for me.
Well, that's true. Well, you did all your, you corralled all your intelligence in math, sports.
What little bit I have, it's right.
And
levity. It is.
And levity. So, I mean, you were right there with all those.
Stay in your lane, Petro, is a phrase that I was told long ago, and I've tried to stick to it.
There's a lot of that.
And you've done well,
lad.
You've done well.
Twitter these days, stay in your lane.
Is there?
Yeah. Someone told Nate to stay in his lane this morning.
Told him to stick to soccer?
And I said.
Hashtag stick to soccer, Nate.
Don't tell me what lane to stay in.
Hashtag
Eagles
stick to raising money for cancer, Nate.
Stick to
like
sports.
That one.
People love to stick to sports. As John Legend said, human, citizen, taxpayer. I'm in my lane, homie.
That's good. I don't get many of those because I kind of do just stick to sports. So
yeah.
I don't get that one much.
You're more well-rounded than you let on. Let's not get too carried away here. You're
not
just one-dimensional.
Between 10 and 2. I'm pretty much a doofus between 10 and 2.
People say, I only follow you for sports. Sorry.
I mean, I think all three of us.
I only go to Quick Trip for drinks and snacks. I'm not mad that they sell batteries.
I think all three of us.
I never thought of it that way.
I think all three of us would do a hell of a job.
Get these batteries out of here.
What are you doing? I only come here for drinks and snacks.
More plastic cups.
Or cigarettes probably be a better.
Get off that plastic, yeah. I think all three of us, just like our show right here, I think we could do a hell of a job in a trivia show about music. I really do.
Well, I couldn't.
Yes, I'd love to see that. Saran, go get him.
Yeah, it's not, no.
You'd be all, you'd be fine.
You'd handle all the
you'd
modern stuff.
We do the charity trivia contest, and I'm there for one reason and one reason only. Although I was very
Free
proud.
Free food?
Yes. And the drinks. Well, you know. It's a Catholic event. There's going to be cocktails. So, yes, that's exactly why
Catholics
I'm there.
Don't drink. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
man?
No, exactly. But the one I did before, I actually nailed a music question that nobody else could get. It was When in Rome. Remember the band When in mm-hmm. Rome?
They one of my favorite tunes of the yeah. late 80s. The great, yeah. Over the closing credits.
Gotta tell you. I need to tell you.
Napoleon Dynamite. Love that
song. I got that.
Did you?
I got that. I was thrilled. It was the highlight of my night. I went like 9 out of 10 on sports or something. Yeah. Sucked. Pissed at myself all night for missing one. But I got one damn music one, and I was thrilled.
Well, I'll tell you this much. If we divvied it up like we do on the sports show, I'd be more than happy to take 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, and then you guys handle the rest, and we'd beat anybody's ass in this town. That's the way it is.
That's right. Well said, Pete. Are you ready now?
Yep.
All right, let's do it. 913-3810-810 Petro Seabolt, Fast Talking Rob. Charlie's in. I don't know why. Maybe gonna. Oh, he's in next. Yeah. Okay, he's in for Shane. All right. And, of course, Peter Yachinik, our good buddy. Your chance to win great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, 913-3810-810. We will start things off with Ed. You're in the program, Ed. Stump the Chumps.
Time of the day on Friday.
You're a kind man. Thank you for being a part of it, my friend.
Okay, so going back a ways here, the first class of the Hall of Fame was pretty heavy duty, the 5 inductees. The second one had, several more than 5.
What are you talking about, baseball or football?
Baseball.
Baseball, okay. I'm sorry, sir.
Right. Yep, that's all right, go ahead.
So I'm going to name a few of them off because they're ridiculously kind of difficult. In the second class was, let's see here, George Wright, who's some pioneer, Ben Johnson, who's we have a lead here named after Ben Johnson.
Yes.
Morgan Buckley. There's also John McGraw. But name two of the remaining three that were the second class of the Hall of Fame.
Grover Cleveland, okay. Alexander, Cy Young.
Okay, is that your answer?
Well, Cy Young, I know, was one.
Okay, we'll start with Cy Young. Is that correct?
Well, Grover Cleveland.
We will start with Cy Young. Is that correct? Yes or no?
Absolutely, yes, sir. I'm
okay,
sorry.
That's our first one.
My bad.
Okay.
Now, that's my question. Grover Cleveland, Alexander. Curtis, Saran, did 373 wins. Should have been in the first class, but maybe he was in the third. I don't know. But
who else was early that wasn't?
Was Cap Anson, was he in the second? He wasn't in the first, was he?
No.
No, so let's try that. You want to try that?
Unless you guys got
Tris,
something.
No, I don't. I don't know
was
the
he later?
Class at all. Huh?
Was Tris Speaker later?
Another one. George Sisler.
Third,
I mean, where in the hell was he?
How about Tris Speaker?
We'll go Tris Speaker next.
Okay, you guys are just too great for me. Have a great day.
That's only two, though.
It's only two. We need a third one.
Is there a third one? Oh, he said name two of the three. Who is the third one, Ed? All right, I'm going to let Ed go. His phone.
I think Grover was.
I immediately regretted Tris because he may have been later than that. I'm kind of surprised that he was actually on the list.
Yeah, that's the one I didn't have.
913-3810-810. Let's talk to Ryan next. You're in the program, Ryan. Stuff the chumps, buddy.
Happy Cheese Friday.
Same to you, my friend. Looking forward to some NFL football tonight.
Yes. So this is a football question, but a Joe Tam flair to it. Bill Schneider's hometown. You guys know what elementary school he went to up here? I don't even know if that's a decent question or what.
Well, he went to Lafayette, didn't he?
Well, but elementary.
Elementary. He was elementary.
Oh, God.
You go to Peter Enoch Elementary in Minnesota?
Enoch Elementary?
Bill Snyder Family Elementary.
As it is currently known. Laurel Hills, I don't know.
I got nothing.
You guys spend more time in St. Joe than I do. You ought to know this.
I don't.
He went to Lafayette, then he went to St. Joe Junior College, which is now Missouri Western. I don't know. What the hell? Are we going to give away dinner for two for where he went to grade school?
Well, let's hear the answer. Okay. We don't know. What's the answer?
Well, he lived by Washington Elementary School, which is no longer around. But he rode his bike where all of his friends were at down that hall. And he would save his lunch money, which he was an honest person, but his mom gave him lunch money. And he'd buy baseball cards on the way back from that long ride to Hall School on the other end of town. Hard worker guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pete wants to gong you.
Should we ask him?
Where did I go to grade school?
Shawnee Mission West.
No, you just said it. Washington.
Okay, whatever. Thank you.
I get where he's going, but that's a little obscure.
Yeah, it is.
He had a lot of details. He loves him some Bill Snyder, as he should.
Yeah,
he should.
Snyder was
one of the greats of all time.
Where'd you go to elementary school? Remember? What was it?
I went to like three.
Oh, okay.
That's the problem. Which one do you want? What years do you want?
I
finished up at Prairie.
Yeah.
In the sixth grade, that was the Shawnee Mission one.
Right.
St. Paul's
Elementary School as a sixth grader. God, you're old. Fifth grade is the number now, man.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Where'd you go? St. Paul?
St. Paul's over on Maine.
Yeah.
Before that.
Is that Episcopal?
Yes.
Okay.
And Belmont.
You went all the way to New York?
No. Doesn't even exist anymore.
Oh.
It was a Montessori school in the basement of a church.
Well, no wonder you're so bright. Look at all that! Look at all that education.
I can't spell, Mike. I have 8 and 11 year old kids who mock my spelling.
Yeah.
Who laugh at me when I'm like, "How do you spell this?" And they're like, "Come on, Dad, you're not serious, are you?"
Not bad because not that many people know about it. I've come into this deal the last 10 years. I can't pronounce anything anymore.
I don't know where to put anything. I don't know where to put a semicolon or a colon.
I think you know where to put it.
What are your thoughts on the Oxford comma? Why don't you go ahead and tackle that subject for us?
I got nothing. I literally don't know. I just kind of like, it feels like a good place to take a breath. Let's slide it in right there.
Semicolon.
I am a moron. My mom tries to make excuses for me and claim I was taught some newfangled way that they ended up deciding didn't work, and so it's not my fault. It's that, that's what a mom does, makes excuses for you. I'm a grammatical punctuation. I've told you the story before.
I feel the same way about pronunciation now.
Communication school, because I got a 2 out of 20 on the grammar. I did get a 39 out of 40 on the spelling, and you had to get a minimum of 40 out of 60 to stay
in
school.
Would you miss cat?
I don't know. We crammed for it after the Rolling Stones Steel Wheels concert. You had to take it on a Saturday, so Friday night we went to that. And then me and my buddy JB sat.
Good prep, by the way.
I could memorize.
Well, there are no drugs involved, so, I mean, you should have been all right.
I don't know how to spell, but they gave us 100 words, and I memorized, and I got 39 out of 40 on the spelling and a 2 out of 20 on the grammar. And after I passed that way, they changed the rules. You had to get at least a 10 on grammar and at least a 20 on spelling. You had to get basically 50%. You had to be half moron in each category because I had beaten the system getting a 2 out of 20 on grammar.
Terry, so can you spell cat if I give you the AT?
Terry.
C-A-T.
Okay, Hollywood.
That's it. After that, not much. Makes it a lot easier with a computer now. We'll take a break. Stuff the Chumps. Dinner for Two at Jazz. What we're playing for. Great Cajun food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen. All right, we'll start off with some good news. Like a couple of pieces of good news that you need to know about local folks. Johnny Robinson, Hall of Fame senior class nominee. So congrats to Johnny Robinson.
Absolutely.
One of the Chiefs. Otis Taylor's name gets mentioned. Ed Buddy.
Ed Buddy.
Long champion. You know,
Johnny
Ed
Robinson,
Buddy.
I think Curtis has really been pushing him over the years, and I certainly agree with that. This guy was one of the best defensive backs, period, in the American Football League. And Ed Buddy, you know my thoughts about him. He sure as hell ought to be in there. But we do know one thing, that if it's judged from the past here, the senior group only nominates two usually, and they both go in. So Johnny Robinson, for all practical purposes now, is in the Hall of Fame, or will be, and sure as hell deserves it. Otis Taylor, absolutely. What, 489 catches back then or whatever he had, and tremendous – tremendous threat at all times. And of course, Ed Buddy, I've wanted Ed to get in there for so many years. So many offensive player of the week one time, a guard, unheard of, and in the second, probably one of the two best linemen in the AFL. So Johnny Robinson, hats off to him, and he's doing a great – he's man, you talk about a man of charitable means and causes.
Mm-hmm.
That camp he runs down there, or the home he runs in – I think it's in Louisiana, isn't it? What he does for those young people down there rivals every bit Boys Town in Omaha. And Johnny Robbins is a tremendous person, period. Congrats.
Yeah congrats to him. All right, NFL news. The Pats have lost Isaiah Wynn, their first-round pick. Achilles tendon injury, done for the year. So they let the big left tackle go to the Giants. He was being interviewed last night on their preseason game. Nate Solder. Yeah. Goes to the Giants, and then they lose Isaiah Wynn for the year. So maybe some chinks in the armor now for the New England Patriots if that offensive line starts to take hits. Dez Bryant has left Cleveland without a deal, shockingly. Would have seemed like we're going to see John Dorsey sign him up. Pro Football Focus's college division has named Dalton Risner. This is one of the other pieces of great local news. Dalton Risner. Risner? Dalton Risner, the top offensive tackle to watch.
Yeah, remember though, I don't pronounce things well. It could be Risner.
Yeah, well, you know, we've covered what I.
He's
do.
Been on every preseason All-American team.
Yeah,
he's pretty damn good, man.
He's up there.
Yes, he is. He'll join Cody White here.
He didn't make my All-American team, but he was in consideration.
What'd you do? Just list your top 22?
We had to do
plus specialist
22 plus kicker, punter, right. And specialist,
all,
which is like a return guy.
Athlete.
Which is a return guy.
Right.
Kid from Memphis got that. But
I hate the phrase due diligence, but I know you did that.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on it. I'll say this: Risner probably, if anything, lost out on the fact that you try not to be a homer and just list all the Big 12 guys.
I don't think you'd have been accused
of
that.
Guys, so.
Only problem I have with Risner: played too many covers. sung too many other people's songs.
He blocks like other guys.
He blocks too many other guys.
And you're a music, you are a purist. I thought you would agree with me on that, but hell no.
I'm with you.
No.
His timing may be a little off. But,
Matt Womack, starting right tackle for the Alabama Crimson Tide, is out 6 weeks. So they're taking a hit there. Offense is really their strength. They've got 7 starters back on offense, only 3 on defense. So the offensive line, if it takes a hit, is a very good offensive line. Them and Clemson. Yeah.
Only a 4-star guy
Wisconsin.
To replace him now?
Yeah.
Probably
5. Them and Wisconsin, the best offensive lines in college football. But they take a hit for 6 weeks, so that'll cover first three, four weeks of the season. ESPN has said, ESPN Mexico is reporting that Juan Carlos Osorio, one of Rob's choices to be the next coach of the United States men's national team in soccer, is being chased by both the U.S. and Colombia to be the next coach of either the U.S. or Colombia national team. We'll see where that goes from here. And finally, Joey Votto to the DL after being plunked on the knee by Ryan Madsen a week or so ago. He has now finally succumbed to that soreness, and they were not happy about it. He's on the DL, and Trevor Bauer could be done for the year. That's big for the Indians.
Oh, yeah.
200 strikeouts. That'd be a hell of
a
year.
2,000? Man.
200 strikeouts this year. Really was becoming finally the pitcher that a lot of people thought he could be. And a stress fracture to the fibula may keep him out for the rest of the year. That is a big hit for the Tribe.
Vahe Gregorian has a quote from Johnny Robinson. It says he was really scared. Didn't know if it would be good news or bad news when the call came. Quote, what can I tell you other than I'm just thrilled to death? He said he hopes he can handle myself like a Hall of Fame football player. I have no doubt that'll happen.
He certainly will. But now let's get Buddy in there. Huh?
Yep. I agree. All right, 913-3810-810, the phone number. Your chance to stump the chumps from Great Cajun Food from Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, goes next to our man, Gevin. You're in the program, Gevin. Stump the chumps.
Well, first of all, let's put Pete on a plane to L.A. to write for Rolling Stone, and you guys co-host the Grammys.
All right, I think that's a good plan.
It's fine with me. Sure. I've had a story in there before, by the way.
Yeah?
The Fear and Loathing, Pete.
Hunter,
Fear and Loathing.
I love Rolling Stone.
All right, baseball, guys.
Yes.
The Cubs were just in town, and Diaz hit his 25th home run in his first 110 games of the season. The only other Cubs second baseman to do that. Fewer games. There's two of them.
First of all, I believe you're talking about Javier Baez. Is that correct?
Baez.
Yeah, Javier.
Baez.
Like something Snoop would
I like that.
That guy can hit, by the way.
Yes, he can. Yeah. And another guy that was there when the Royals took Bubba Starling. I'm still rooting for Bubba. I'm still rooting for the local kid, but just of note.
I thought I heard something about this. And
Well, Sandberg would seem to be like the obvious one, right? Is it like not him?
Like it isn't him. That's in my mind. I'm thinking. I heard this answer, and it wasn't Ryan Sandberg, and I was surprised. But if it is Ryan Sandberg, I'm gonna feel like a schmuck. I can't think of any other second basemen that have.
If you don't have another name, I'm gonna start with Sandberg.
Let's just say Sandberg.
I'm gonna start with Ryan Sandberg.
That is correct.
Now I'm gonna punch Curtis. Boy, Cubs second baseman, big pop. It almost has to be somebody recent, doesn't it?
Wasn't Hubs, was it?
That's.
I mean, he didn't live long enough to really be considered. He had good power.
What was the number
again?
100 home runs in the first what games?
What was this?
25-plus home runs in the first 100 games.
Okay.
100 games. God, who's been a Cup second baseman recently? Doesn't it almost have to be the steroid era? Are we missing somebody? They have some piano-moving goof that couldn't field that played second or something?
Something dumb like Neil Walker?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. Are we missing somebody obvious here?
I'm sure we are.
Yeah.
I just can't. I can't think. I can't find.
I mean,
the
let's
name.
Face it. The Cubs.
Did Ernie? Ernie
who was the second baseman on the team
short,
that the
short.
The Bartman? Who was second baseman on that team?
Well, Alex Gonzalez was short.
Yeah.
Who was second base on the Bartman team?
But did Soriano do it? But he didn't play second for them, did he?
Did he play? That's not bad.
I don't think he's on that team.
Yeah, Soriano did play, didn't he, for him?
But did he get moved to left at that time?
Well, we don't have anything better.
He played second for him.
So we're going to try Alfonso Soriano.
Rogers Hornsby.
Oh, God.
Rogers
Hornsby.
That's
a great answer.
Wow. All right, I'll give you – I got a Royals one.
Oh, no, fire away.
Tell me, name anyone on the current Royals team, or tell me how many current Royals are in the Royals all-time top 10 for career home runs.
Zero.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Try again. That's my clue. Try again.
It's a good clue.
Now what? I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
My clue to you is try again, Gavin.
I'll try one, maybe.
Yeah, that's it. I gave you two shots. It's two, Gavin, two, my friend. Currently in the Royals top 10, Alex Gordon is in the Royals top 10. Salvador Perez is already in the Royals all-time top 10. And Moose was. When I wrote this question down, Moose was before he got traded. Yeah, I had to look at it. I was like, there's three guys. Nope, there's only two. And you know who else? Hosmer and Butler are also in the Royals' career top 10. Not a lot of
not
home runs.
Not an impressive list.
No.
Not a lot of home runs hit by your hometown Kansas City Royals, folks. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm telling you. Willie Lump Lump is next. You're in the program, Lump. Stump the Chumps.
Navy.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Navy.
Yeah.
By the way, I looked it up in the dictionary, Willie. There ain't no blue in Navy.
And we had some people who objected to that on Twitter. They said it's the Naval Academy, so Navy shouldn't count.
And in the dictionary, Navy does not. There's no color involved.
Yeah.
Navy is not a color.
Nope. It's just Siena is supposedly is spelled different. So we're stuck with Auburn and Brown. That's it.
Yeah. But I'm okay. I'm fine with your question
okay,
from
gentlemen.
Last week.
All right.
Yes.
I got it. Who am I? Okay.
Okay.
All right. Listen to the whole clue. I'm the first man to win a Heisman Trophy win. I'm the first man to be a Heisman Trophy winner, to win a national championship, to win a Super Bowl, to be elected into the College and Pro Football Hall of Fame. Who am I?
Tony Dorsett comes to mind for me. He won a national title, won a Heisman, won. What was the third one? A Super Bowl title.
I think
college and Pro Football Hall of Fame. He checks.
Yeah,
all
he
of
is.
Ones,
he's
right?
a, yeah. He checks all
the
of
first
them.
One.
The oh, the first one. The
yeah,
first. One. So there's more than one. So Dorsett did it. So if there's a one before him, it's before 76.
But it wasn't Horning. We know that because I mean he did a number of those things, but not losing team.
He didn't win a national title.
No.
Okay, I know they were they were terrible when he won.
Yeah, they were pretty bad, 2-6.
I was thinking of like Heisman guys that
Staubach?
Won Super Bowls, but he didn't win a national title.
Oh, yeah, Navy he didn't? Staubach didn't it? Navy?
Did. 63.
Did he win a title?
63 is when he won. Texas was the national champion.
Well, but you know, they don't have to have won the national championship the year they won the Heisman, do they?
No, oh, no.
So
no,
did he win it at Navy?
No.
Just as long as they win the national title.
Staubach did not win a national title at Navy. Okay. No.
I can't think of any other Heisman guys that played on Super Bowl before.
There's Heisman guys recently
yeah.
that have won national titles.
Come on, boys.
Not Billy
but
Cannon.
Also a Super Bowl. But so,
come on, boys.
All right, Lebo wants the question repeated, so I'll repeat it again. First player, we have confirmed that Tony Dorsett did this. First player to win, not necessarily in the same year, but a Heisman Trophy, a national championship, a Super Bowl, and be in the College Football Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Dorsett and Pitt checks, and the Cowboys checks all those boxes. But we're getting the vibe like Lump is looking for somebody before that.
Well, look at Bellino. No. I'm just kind of going through some of those guys.
Just stick with it. And
might as well. Although I
give Lebo a
chance. When he said, come on, guys, I was like, wait a minute. Does that mean we haven't gotten it yet?
Come on, gentlemen.
You should have got this. This is easy.
You know it. Are you just trying to fake us
this
out?
This is easy.
I think he is. He's trying to mess with us.
It's not Jay Berwanger or something. I mean, you know.
Jay Berwanger played when Chicago was de-emphasizing.
Yeah.
And he never played pro football.
Yeah, he didn't play at all. So, I mean.
And the guys back, Clint Frank, Yale, he didn't do it. The third guy, no.
Paul Hornung.
John Kimbrough, no. Paul Hornung, no.
Did Hornung win a national title at Notre Dame during his four
years there? I just can't
think
he did.
Or three years that he would have played at that time.
Yeah, 3 years he played there.
God, I know the year he won horrible. It, they were not good. And, but did they win the title his like sophomore year or something?
Did he say Super Bowl too?
Yes.
He never played in a Super Bowl.
He was on the roster.
He was on the
Packers,
roster, but he didn't
but he
play.
Didn't play in it. Yeah.
Wait a minute. He's saying, come on, guys. He's saying this should be obvious. And I just thought of one that might be on
Mike
that
Garrett?
List. Mike Garrett.
Mike Garrett.
Did we just walk all the way past Mike Garrett? Did he win a national title at USC, though?
Did he win a national title at USC?
How Bitzel.
Garrett. He's definitely in the college.
Yeah, he's in college Hall of Fame.
Is he in the pro?
He's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Okay. No.
Yeah.
All right. So where do we want to go? Dorsett. You just walk away.
Yeah.
We're gonna go Tony Dorsett.
Gentlemen, you got it. I'll see you next week.
Oh, you scumbag!
Oh.
You scumbag, Willie. You had us sitting there grinding away.
Nice misdirection. Yeah,
you'd have thought it'd been somebody from Navy. Damn it.
That would have been
oh,
perfect.
My goodness.
Hey, he's right there. He's right there.
Wearing an 8-10
shirt.
Good,
I'm going to come slap you. We'll take a break. You're in the program. It's a Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for Two at Jazz, what we're playing for. All right, let's move. Let's get to as many people as we can. We want to give great Cajun food to Jazz, a Louisiana kitchen, to as many people as possible. It's a Stump the Chump Friday. Dinner for two at Jazz is what we're playing for. 913-810-810. Petro, Seabolt, Rob. Last name Rob, first name Fast.
Middle name?
Talker.
When I give you that last name Rob, first name Fast. And then I go single. You go, okay. Peter Yates, Enoch in the house as well here in the program. We roll on. Waiting patiently is our friend Brian here in the program. Brian, stop the chumps, my friend.
Hey, a little while back, you guys were talking about Lou Brock and how bad he was offensively, but in the Hall of Fame. And I was looking at his numbers.
I don't know how bad he was, just that by modern standards, like the stolen bases.
Yeah.
Hits are all really, yeah. Just to, for anyone who's out there going, what'd you say about Lou Brock? We didn't say suck.
Anyways,
we're just saying maybe.
He was better than Ernie Brolio.
Yes,
we
that's
know
for
that.
Damn sure.
Right. So I was looking at his numbers, and obviously in 1974, he finished runner-up in the MVP, but he led the league in caught stealing. So I got to looking. Four other guys have finished in the top two in the MVP voting. Led the league in caught stealing. Can you name three of them?
Well, Ricky's got to be one of them, right?
I mean, right. I was going to take him away and just
Ricky
have
Henderson.
To ask two. That...
You probably should have because he got
well,
caught.
Well, but I would have only asked for two then. So
so that, and there's three more, and we need two more.
Three more.
Rock Reigns, I mean, was so his percentage.
Yeah, he was.
Well, he was really good. I mean,
was this an MVP he was talking about?
Yes, top two in MVP.
Oh, okay.
And lead the league in caught stealings.
Mantle?
boy, did he lead the league in caught stealings? Did he run that up?
No, he didn't run. His leg was too screwed
like,
up.
Did Davey Lopes finish real high one year? I'm thinking of those, like, base stealers.
Oh, yeah, but was he an MVP?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Did he ever finish top two? I'm trying to work backwards. I've got, like, if you led the league in caught stealing, you stole a lot. Nobody was 5 for 45 with 40 caught stealings. So you pretty much had to be a runner.
Right.
And they would run and run and run and didn't care about getting caught. They didn't think it was a big deal back then. But so I'm thinking, Ty Cobb maybe? Even?
Yeah.
That's possible. Yeah. That's pretty good, actually.
He was first MVP of all time, period.
Yeah. So, I mean, and he ran a lot. And yeah. I think he stole a lot. People would realize.
Yeah. Stole a hell of a lot. Try it.
All right, we'll try Ty Cobb next.
And that'll eliminate you.
Okay, we're out. What was it?
Two of the other guys are in the Hall of Fame, though. Maury Wills.
That's actually what I was thinking of when I was thinking Davey Lopes was Maury Wills,
And then Eddie Collins did it twice.
Eddie who?
Eddie Collins.
Oh, Eddie Collins. Okay.
Okay.
And then the most interesting one was Lonnie Smith.
Slonnie?
Wow.
Lonnie Smith.
Skates
Smith.
He finished second in 82 for the Cardinals.
We got
August 18th, 1965. I got one near.
Is it related to his at all? Because I got one related to what he just asked.
Why don't you go on? Because this is a little different.
Curtis, you're going to have to help me out on this. Okay. But who deked Lonnie Smith in the World Series and cost them basically a run when he was playing for the Atlanta Braves? He's coming around and he got deked.
I remember that.
Tell me.
So 87?
Yes, yeah, at 87, right, Curtis?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 87.
So would have been a twin?
It would have been.
You said so we deked him where? Off second base?
Yes, coming around second. Should have gone to third. They deked him, and he held at second.
Oh, crap. Wait, how about with the Royals tie? I'll go with Greg Gagne.
That's – Well, I'm going to give you Jazz.
I'm trying to find it. I can't.
I'm going to give you Jazz because that's what I remember it to be. So good enough for me. You get it, Brian.
I always thought it was Gagne.
I thought it was Gagne was the guy who did it. But I was having Curtis double. It was? Okay, good.
I thought it was Lacy.
Yeah, Gagne, they give Chuck Knobloch secondary credit, but Gagne and Knobloch pulled off the deke of the decade.
They pulled off the deke of the decade. Nice call by you. Dan, you're in the program. Stuff the Chumps. Dan.
Hi, this is an old Kansas City A's question.
Sure.
1966, the Kansas City A's were 74 wins and 86 losses. But they had three pitchers that had a combined one-loss record of 34 and 14 on that team. Can you name the three pitchers?
What year was it?
1966.
Bud Daly? Maury McDermott?
No and no.
Okay, thank you.
That helps the thought process here.
Good God.
You might keep that to yourself till we say this is our answer.
I know this because my brother-in-law was Chuck Dobson's at one time.
Well, I know who Chuck Dobson is, but he wasn't.
Why, did he change his name, or is he not your brother-in-law anymore?
My sister changed his name.
And this was in 66, was that correct?
Yep.
I'm sorry?
Jeez, 66.
We don't know. Do we know?
Nah, no,
we don't know. We could try, but we don't know. Yeah. What's the answer?
Combined 34 and 14 were Lou Kraus, Jumbo Jim Nash, and Jack Aker.
Okay.
Who the hell are they?
Well, Jim Nash was pretty damn good pitcher.
Nash was he? 12 and 1 that year.
Jim Nash was, he was 12 and 1.
I get that from the question they had a good one loss record.
The best they did. That was it. How about August 18th, 1965, Hank Aaron would have had home run number 756, or it would have. He would total that instead of 7055. Hit a home run, didn't count. What happened? Umpire took it away from him. Home run. Hank Aaron took it away. What were the circumstances? Braves against St. Louis. That doesn't have anything to do with this question.
But it was ruled a double instead of a home run.
Is that your answer?
It
happened in the batter's box. That's a hint.
Oh, he stepped out of the batter's box when he hit it.
Stepped across the batter's box.
Yeah,
exactly
well
right.
Done. You get well it. Done. Yeah. Did it for two of Jazz is yours. 913-3810-810. Let's go to Mark. You're in the program. Stump the Chumps, Mark.
Okay, I've got an NFL.
Good. Let's have it.
Ask her question.
Some football.
Okay.
Go.
What happened? What happened in Steve Tasker's last game of his NFL career?
He played a skill position.
He played 60 minutes.
He played
pretty,
halfback.
Pretty unique. It happens maybe once or twice a season.
Just for a guess.
Well, all we know him from was extra, you know, his
D. Ford got to the quarterback.
His duties.
D. Ford got to the quarterback.
Happened twice, once or twice a season.
He did a poor job color commentating a game.
Started left halfback. Who in the hell knows?
Was he a non-quarterback to throw a touchdown pass?
Yeah, he threw a touchdown pass.
Is that your answer?
Yes.
No, he got kicked out of the game. His last game, he got kicked out. He was probably fielding a punt, and the referee said it touched him, and he bumped the referee and got tossed.
His dad was a minister. Local guy?
I got here's one.
Yeah, his dad, he was from Western Kansas.
Okay, all right, then we'll allow it. We'll allow it. Go ahead, Curtis.
Who has the most Pro Bowls among native Kansans?
Nolan Cromwell.
Will Shields.
Good guess,
though.
Will Shields, good guess.
Good guess.
From Fort Riley, Kansas, originally. JP, stump the chumps, buddy, quick.
I'll be quick. Who's the only NFL receiver since the merger to have two 200-yard games in a row receiving?
Well, that's a good one. Since the merger, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure it was probably somebody before the merger.
That's a good one. Torrey Holt.
I'm surprised there was only one since the merger.
We're going to try Torrey Holt.
Nope, that Gordon kid from Cleveland.
Oh, Josh Gordon. Okay, who holds the single season record for the Kansas City Chiefs for receiving yards in a season? I realize I said in a season twice.
In a season, Stephon Page.
He went to Michigan. Good try again.
Went to Michigan. God damn it!
gotta go, Derek Alexander. Steve, you're in the program. Quick, stump the chumps.
All right, Super Bowl 40. In Detroit,
yes.
Aretha Franklin performed the national anthem with what two performers?
Ooh. I don't know. Just tell us.
Dumb and Dumber.
Aaron Neville, Dr. John.
Wow. That's a great way to end. You get jazz, my friend.